1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Stormy weather in the Midwest, killing several people. At least five deaths in Glen Allen, Missouri, south of St. Louis. And near Louisville, Kentucky, an EF1 tornado touched down. At least one death reported there.
All I seen was shingles and trees flying in the air.
Jordan Collins was at a playground with her four-year-old daughter when the storm rolled through. Former Vice President Mike Pence now says he will testify before the special counsel investigating former President Trump's role in the January 6th insurrection. It's the second blow for Trump this week. U.S.-China relations at a boiling point over Taiwan. A group of U.S. lawmakers on a visit to that island, arriving less than a day after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy met with the Taiwanese president in California.
A China should not fear. A China should engage with us.
China is blasting the visits, saying the U.S. is on a wrong and dangerous road. This is ABC News. At St. Peter's Basilica, it's the first of 4 days of Holy Week ceremonies. Pope Francis in attendance, presiding over today's Holy Thursday Mass. Idaho threatens prison time to adults who help a minor get an out-of-state abortion.
Idaho's governor has signed a new law that allows felony charges against adults who help pregnant minors seek out-of-state abortion care without parental consent. It's the first state to criminalize so-called abortion trafficking. Adults, including family members like aunts or cousins who either help a minor travel to another state for an abortion or provide abortion pills from out-of-state to an Idaho minor, could be prosecuted. A conviction would bring a sentence of 2 to 5 years in state prison. Opponents, including the ACLU, are vowing to challenge the law in court. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Chipotle is suing Sweetgreen. At issue, Sweetgreen's new Chipotle Chicken Burrito Bowl. Chipotle says Sweetgreen's new items constitutes trademark infringement. Justin Finch, ABC News.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Bull Falls Radio, What's the Buzz Community Calendar, where we talk about what's got the community buzzing. Sponsored by Current Technologies. Between powerful thunderstorms, ice storms, wind storms, and blizzards, Mother Nature can be unpredictable. But don't worry, when the power goes out, a Kohler generator comes on. Covenant Community Presbyterian Church Extravaganza, Saturday, April 1st, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Come for breakfast, the kids' petting zoo, crafts, and Easter activities at the Covenant Community Presbyterian Church, 1806 Weston Avenue, Schofield. April 6th through the 8th, come for ABC Kids WASA Children's Consignment Sale. Massive sale on kids' clothes, shoes, toys, furniture, and more. ABC Kids will be held at Central Wisconsin's Convention and Expo Center. And that's the buzz on Bull Falls Radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin voters are moving the state Supreme Court from the right to the left, choosing Janet Protasiewicz in Tuesday's election.
Our state is taking a step forward to a better and brighter future, where our rights and freedoms will be protected.
Protasiewicz beat Dan Kelly 55% to 45%. Kelly was defiant in his concession speech. He called Protasiewicz a serial liar. All three statewide referendum questions passed easily on Election Day, which means the Wisconsin Constitution will be amended to give judges more leeway when setting bail. The amendment has been in the works for years, but gained momentum after the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. In sports, the Bucks beat Washington last night. The Brewers and Mets play today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
All across Wisconsin from
VA
Civic
has a new
Media.
Life insurance
this
program for veterans
North
with
News
service-connected
Radio.
Disabilities called
now,
Veterans Affairs Life Insurance or VA Life.
Here's
VA Life
the
benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are 80 or under. Veterans can apply to receive an instant
April
decision
6th,
and manage their policy
up
online.
In this hour,
learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most
on what
VA
this week's election means for Wisconsin physicians
for Parkinson's
and health care
is happening around
the
country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way.
That
so
was
let's
some
get
of
moving.
Your feelings
Join the Parkinson's
about the
Foundation to learn
of the
more
Wisconsin
and register
State Supreme Court
election.
You can either call us or you can comment on our Facebook page or look for Up North News WI on Facebook or Civic Media.
Email us
or call us here 844-967-2789 or 715-388-7155. You can email us radio
feelings
at
about the results
of News WI.com. Now that we've given Dr. Lyerly some time to think about it, Kristen, what's the one?
That appears to
that
be
sums up your feelings
the
about the results
I've
of the Wisconsin State Supreme Court race.
Anything else that the word we're looking for
it's
is hope.
Hope.
There we go.
Why?
That appears to be our word
like
of the day.
Spent, what,
I've heard that more than
state,
anything else
work.
That the word we're looking for
why the feeling of hope
is hope. Why?
That
especially for somebody like you that just spent, what, 9 or 10 days out of state doing some work. Why the feeling of hope?
Everything was chaotic.
Well, I think that we've been feeling hopeless for a long time. When I ran for state assembly in 2020, it was COVID. Everything was chaotic. And we felt like maybe there was an opportunity to change there, and it didn't happen. And then we put all of our eggs in the fair maps basket thinking, well, nearly 80% of Wisconsinites want fair maps, so surely we're going to get fair maps. And we got a little glimmer of hope there, and then it was crushed. So I think many of us have just been feeling like, we've been given tidbits, which is not enough.
And
now,
one of the articles I'm working on for Up North News
is,
how would it has potential. Exactly. And one of the articles I'm working on for Up North News News is, how would
court case,
the courts go about
Josh
taking up
and has something to
the
do
gerrymandered
with,
maps? We already know that they'll eventually take up the 1849 abortion ban. That court case filed by Attorney General Josh Call, and it has something to do with some doctor named Lyerly and some others who are part of it. That's going to work its way through the courts.
Basically,
how about gerrymandering? How's that
going to
work?
We're not going to establish.
Especially given that, like you said, the U.S. Supreme Court in the Gil v. Whitford case
at the national level, they will define
and said we're not going to establish a definition at the national level for partisan gerrymandering. At the national level, they will define racial gerrymandering, but not partisan.
Could finally give us
but that doesn't mean states can't, and Wisconsin could be one of the first states to do it, provided they handle this all properly. And if they do, that could finally give us fair maps. So yeah, there's a little bit of hope.
And in a 50
there sure is.
State,
you know, and I was just thinking about our congressional districts. Like, if you need a simple example,
we have eight congressional districts here in Wisconsin. I mean,
we talk about
and in a 50-50 state, only two of them are represented by Democrats.
66% of the state Senate seats, but they have 75%
Not at all. I mean, we talk about Republicans having 64% of the assembly seats.
There's something really, really wrong. 66%
of the state Senate seats, but they have 75% of the congressional seats in the state here. So, yeah, there's something wrong. There's something really, really wrong
again today about the way that this is done. Kelly, don't go away.
But in looking back at Tuesday again, one of the things we noted last hour,
I mean, can't help but note it again
today.
As you were driving back to Wisconsin,
Dan Kelly,
and still thinking
don't go away angry.
Concessions,
just go away.
It's still, you know, it's your old cheese.
I mean, but you were saying that as you were driving back to Wisconsin yesterday, and still thinking about
concession
speech and how it's still. You know, get you a little cheese.
We made the right choice here. And
it just,
friends of
mine, the more I think about it, the more I feel frustrated. And
lots of different friends.
Sure, same here.
Just that we made the right choice here. And even friends of mine who
feel like
voted for Kelly, I have friends who voted for Kelly. I have lots of different friends.
Sure, same here.
And watching their mind made them feel like maybe Kelly wasn't the right guy. So for a supporter to watch a concession speech and change their mind at that point,
grace,
yeah, and since we weren't on the radio yesterday, let's go ahead and play a clip of Dan Kelly showing immense grace and class as he concedes the election to Janet Protasiewicz.
I would be able to concede,
and it brings me no joy to say this.
I wish that in a circumstance like this, the opponent. I would be able to concede to a worthy
First off, Mr. Pat Robertson, university graduate, it's to whom.
But I do not have a worthy opponent to which I can concede.
Do you first off, Mr. Pat Robertson, university graduate, it's to whom I can concede.
And again, we can differ on to which, how we interpret it.
Do you write law opinions with that sense of grammar?
I know some people thought they were
but second,
going along with him.
And again, we can differ on how we interpret it. When I heard the groans after that, I know some people thought they were
people in the room
going along with him, agreeing that Janet Protasiewicz
was
not the
opponent. A little louder than they meant to, but I mean,
it's my opinion that some of those groans were from people in the room going, no, he shouldn't have said that out loud, and that they maybe groaned a little louder than they meant to, but I mean, there was probably error in a mix of both.
Oh yeah,
I think it was definitely audible, groan worthy, and that wasn't the only thing. He said things like, "This does not end well,"
because I think.
Oh yeah, yeah, good.
That's what the guy said.
The last thing he left before he left the podium. The last thing he said before he left the podium was, "I wish Wisconsin the best of luck because I think it's going to need it."
Well, that sounds like a guy who's about to get on Tim Michaels' plane and head to Connecticut.
He also called Judge Janet a serial liar, so that was cool too.
Oh yeah,
just he lost his own.
Now again, remember. Dan Kelly now has a place in history.
Now he lost
he has flipped
seat
two
as well
state
when he tried
Supreme
to get on the Supreme
Court
seats.
He lost his own seat to Jill Karofsky.
So,
and now he lost Pat Rogensack's seat as well when he tried to get on the court again. So he single-handedly has flipped two seats to progressive. So
you know what, Dan,
you can make any concession speech you like.
Next,
as long as you keep losing, could we suggest you run again against Dan Walsh Bradley in 2025? We'd be happy to have you there. Weather check from Weatherology next. You're up north.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance or VA Life. VA Life benefits include.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family owned flooring company, they offer full service flooring solutions from material to install, including on site dust free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free at home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414 779 8931 and make your vision a reality.
She masquerades as a regular person at work.
Civic Media is preserving Hometown Radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No. But did you hear that baby can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time.
You don't need to gossip
talk.
If you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids,
Freshfit,
talk
bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfit are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, Eastside, and Third Ward, or online at freshfit.com.
Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 27 degrees. 61.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio. Sports,
our food. What are Sunday, we gonna do for next? Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Pike. Currently, it's 29 degrees.
In Madison, we love our sports, our food.
What are we going to do for our next?
And our politics.
We got you covered on that.
Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX.
We're picking on Dr. Lyerly, who has to have the front page full tight in all ways with national media. We're going to compare notes in just a bit, but first, we are on a weather roller coaster, and that's where we bring in meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki from Weatherology to help us understand the roller coaster that we're on. This is my bold prediction. This is not the prediction of a meteorologist. This is the last time we're going to see 20s, and then it's going to get so nice much warmer after this.
Jennifer, good morning.
Now with a possible concurring opinion or to tell me how stupid I am. Here's Jennifer with the forecast heading into the week and a much warmer next week. Jennifer, good morning.
Yeah, well, it good morning. Like I think you became very popular with everyone right now.
Roller coaster ride. I guess so. I'll take my chances where I can. How are things looking?
Experience maybe for some tomorrow. Yeah, but well, it does look like an interesting forecast coming in. Like you said, a roller coaster ride of temperatures here that we've been experiencing and we'll experience maybe for some tomorrow. But a fairly decent forecast for pretty much everyone today and tomorrow, looking at sunny skies primarily, maybe a little bit more cloud cover towards Wausau, Oshkosh, over to Green Bay for tomorrow. Temperatures close to average in the south today in the low 50s. And cooler, a little bit farther north and west you go in the 30s around Wausau to Amory. Warming up for most tomorrow as well. A little dip in the temperatures close into Lake Michigan, but essentially a warmer weekend for all ahead as a warm front pushes through the area in the south. A little bit of a cloud cover on Saturday, then sunny on Sunday with temperatures in the 50s to 60s. Oshkosh to Wisconsin Rapids over to around Baldwin. Looking at a warmer weekend as well. Also in the 50s to 60s, primarily maybe a few isolated 40s for on Saturday, but a chance for mixed precipitation Saturday as well, mostly in the morning hours and drying out for the rest of the day into Sunday around the central parts of the state. Then still a chance for some rain, a slight chance for rain in the west around Amory and Baldwin, but overall on Sunday, looking at above average temperatures for everyone on Sunday, lingering around about 60 degrees. So that's going to be a bit above average for everyone coming up by the end of the weekend Sunday.
I'm ready to be done with that.
Yeah, 60. I can definitely get used to that. My little Apple Watch in front of me here says it's 23 degrees up here on Lake Wasota. I'm ready to be done with that.
Jennifer, thanks so much.
I'm guessing you are too. We're ready for spring to show up for good.
Jennifer Wojcicki.
Absolutely. A little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, right?
Oh, Mark and Prairie DeSac.
That's exactly it. Jennifer, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Kelly and the election results.
Weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki joining us. So let's see. Oh, Mark and Prairie DeSac wants to get in on the conversation about Dan Kelly and the election results. Mark, good morning.
Cancer treatment. Yeah, good morning. Usually I'm in the sack, but unfortunately, right now I'm in the hospital getting.
Thank you so much.
Getting an abscess procedure from my successful cancer treatment surgery, thank you so much. And I wanted my friends out there to know that it's just I've been kind of out of the picture on not calling in.
It's fortunate, along with that 95% of the Republicans in the state.
But then whatever that was, I mean, it's just, it was just disgusting. I mean, man is fortunate, along with 95% of the other Republicans in the state. But they're not all in jail enjoying the hospitality of our president, our prison, because fall in violation of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States.
Unbelievable.
And it's just disgusting that calling her on a
there was no credibility there. Very little. Right. I don't know who Republicans are going to run against Ann Walsh Bradley in 2025, but if they don't learn any lessons from what they did to hold back Rebecca Clefish and Jennifer Doro, who I thought would be stronger candidates in the general elections, well, then we're not going to have a strong. They're not going to field a strong candidate to try to get that majority back, Mark. I appreciate you calling in. And, hey, feel better soon. I hope things go well for you.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Have a great day. Let's bring back in Dr. Kristen Lierley and Aaron Zommers. Just ahead of Hometown Health at the bottom of the hour. Kristen, you busy little bee. We were talking yesterday. And we were even going to consider lunch as you were passing through town, but then I was busy, you know, doing some interviews. And I get a text from her going, well, it's a good thing we didn't do lunch. I had to pull over and do an interview with the Boston Globe, said the woman who was also quoted in Rolling Stone, you know, leading up to the election. I mean, how do you make time for us little people in your busy day?
Did you not catch the Vanity Fair article?
Shut up. Shut up. Are you dropping Vanity Fair on me too?
Yeah. And for those of you who are NPR listeners this afternoon, not that I want you to, you know, walk away from civic media, but I'll be on All Things Considered later this afternoon.
You'll be on All Things Considered?
Yeah. But this is not about me.
But
this is not all about me.
No. What did I tell you yesterday? I said there is nobody I would rather have talking to national media about Wisconsin than you on this issue, which is a big thing for me to say because the answer is normally me. There's nobody I'm talking to national media than me. And look, I've been very happy with the things I've done on public radio in Chicago. But as I told you before, I was on election night on a public radio station in Chicago. And after a back and forth on the race, they said, thank you, Pat. I kind of held on the line when I heard them say, our next guest is Kirk Bangstad from the Minocqua Brewing Company at the Janet Protasiewicz Victory Party. And Kirk gets on there and goes, hey, that was my main man.
Our next guest is Kirk Bangstad from the Minocqua Brewing Company at the Janet Protasiewicz Victory Party. And Kirk gets on there and goes, hey, that was my main man, Pat Kreitlow for Wisconsin News. Got to go with Pat Kreitlow.
Network. This is great. Guests, right?
No,
it's not Rolling Stone or Vanity Fair or All Things Considered.
It's not me.
You've been on every network newscast, right?
My point ABC, NBC, again, CBS. You're raising this point.
I don't think
as a working
all
OB-GYN,
of them, but many of them. But it's not me. It's shy.
No.
But
let's all admit it, Kristen.
My point being that, again, you're raising this point as a working OBGYN who
is
not shy.
I
mean, let's all admit it, Kristen. You're not
about abortion and about somebody needs to be the voice because this is the reason that Republicans have been so successful in controlling the narrative about abortion and about not just abortion, but women's health care, contraception. I mean, periods in schools. It has gotten to the point where we can't even talk about periods in schools. There's legislation in Florida where they wouldn't be able to talk about periods in schools until junior high. Kids get periods before junior high. They need to be prepared. They need this information. So somebody needs to be able to have evidence-based conversations, and
Kirk,
that just happens to
be
me.
We did make a comment about Kristen's national profile.
Wait a minute.
Profile.
Do you, Aaron, do you really have
the clip
with...
Aaron, you want to play that clip
Kirk.
Again? Yes, Kirk did. We did make a comment about Kristen's national profile. Like I think Kirk joined me for that one. Aaron, you want to play that clip again?
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then...
I would just like to think that we're fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
Sometimes the manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up north. It is. Oh,
sometimes my metaphors
go
a little too far, but I'll take them where I can.
Hey, wait a minute. In Wisconsin, that's a compliment.
It is. Oh, don't get me wrong. Yeah, when you smell that, people from out of state come in and they go, what is that? And you go, that thanks smell for, of money. Thanks for romanticizing you know, my metaphor.
I love it. That makes me think of my grandpa's
farm. But getting back to what you were saying about other states,
we're actually going to talk to our friend.
Weird.
Well, thanks for romanticizing my metaphor. I appreciate that very much.
That
but getting back to what you were saying about other states, we are actually going to talk to our friend Carolyn Fiddler on tomorrow's show. She writes a newsletter that specifically focuses on state-level politics. And so she's got to monitor
all 50 states to pass along what's happening in this state and that state. And spoiler alert, our segment tomorrow is going to be a horror show.
What's happening in
Idaho, we talk about Wisconsin all the time, and yeah, bad things have happened. But what's happening this week in Tennessee, what's happening this week in North Carolina, what's happening in Idaho, and in the in Kansas, where the legislature overrode the governor's veto.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're seeing.
Put into effect a law that allows for genitalia inspection for girls who want to play girls sports.
Sixth grade.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're seeing at the state level. And I forget which state it was, Kristen, that you just brought up.
I mean, about you can't even talk about periods before sixth grade in school.
Working
Florida, it's proposed.
Of course, it's Florida. American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists.
These are the things that just looking at Congress and national politics. You're looking at
state capitals and
with for the American College. The other of obstetricians and gynecologists.
Doesn't make your head spin.
You're not just looking at Congress and national politics. You're looking at all of these state capitals, and you know, you're talking to your colleagues and all the other regions. And I don't know how it doesn't make your head spin sometimes.
That they struck. It totally makes my head spin. And it's not even just that. I mean, did you hear what happened recently in one of the federal courts about preventive care? That they struck down the Obamacare piece that allowed us to get preventive care at no additional cost. That was something we lobbied so hard for. So that we could encourage people to go to the doctor, not have to pay a copay, not have to pay for mammograms and pap tests and all of the routine screening tests that we need.
Which is unreal because Congress knows what they passed.
So that means that if that holds, if that stands in 2024, we'll have to pay for our preventive care again.
A right-wing activist judge can strike these kinds of things down.
Which is unreal because Congress knows what they passed. You know, they passed what they passed, and yet, you know, a right-wing activist judge can strike these kinds of things down.
Right now, and it doesn't serve people.
Every single one
people
of us does.
Want access to preventive care. People want health care. I mean, you heard Mark, he's in the hospital right now. People need health care. Every single one of us does.
That
is the one thing that we need to do better on, whether we're men, women, children. It doesn't matter.
You can still be.
And there are ways to do that. And that, I think, is the message that voters are trying to send to Republicans, that you can still be conservative. You can still be fiscally conservative. You can still try to be mindful of various social issues without going all Handmaid's Tale on them. And that's where we'll wait and get into this with Dr. Helms as well. But something that Joe Zepecki said in the last hour about the possibility that Wisconsin Republicans are finally willing a little tiny bit to expand Medicaid or Badger care.
The voters are trying to say
for mothers and babies.
You can have
Joe sounds skeptical that it'll happen. I'm skeptical that it'll happen. But you know, again, the voters are trying to say.
You can
have your positions,
so
but when it comes to policy, you better be taking care of us,
this is
not trying to rule
total
us.
Win. This is really easy stuff.
But for people who talk so much about life
over and over
and taking
over
care
again.
Of babies,
so when it comes to, it's
this
a lot
is
of words,
a total win. This is really easy stuff.
And that's
but
why I
we haven't
well,
seen it happening over and over and over again. So when it comes to, it's a lot of words, but it's very little action.
Does this mean it's the beginning of the end for
and that's why I asked as well of Joe last hour. Whether
his rule
this was,
of the Republican Assembly,
does this mean it's the beginning of the end for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss? Because
his
rule of the Republican Assembly caucus
kind of
has been marked by
caucus
embracing some of the most
and the
extreme
Senate.
And the most obstructionist policies.
Right,
are we about to see some kind of a change in the Republican caucus in the Assembly and in the state Senate?
Republicans are
and while I don't
clue or
don't
or do you think
I don't think that's going to be the case?
Races
you do have to wonder if we're seeing rumblings that
see much of a change in the caliber
that Republicans are getting a clue or do you think
really
that in these assembly races next year we're really not going
to
see much of a change in the caliber
the middle,
of Republican candidates
because you're right they've been so
I really don't know what we're
going
to see. I would have to guess that they're probably going
to
try to move closer to the middle because you're right they've been so extreme because they haven't been held accountable. They haven't had to be held accountable, so they have said and done whatever they wanted to do. But now people are paying closer attention. And if their seats are competitive,
like you said, especially if
that's
you get those
a game changer for Wisconsinites. And it's a game changer for them.
Yeah.
I'm very interested to see what they're going to do.
Especially if we can get those maps changed. Maybe
morning.
Not by the 2024 election, but certainly by 2026. We'll pause here. We'll bring in Dr. Ann Helms, continue with Hometown Health on a Thursday morning.
News and
News
talk.
Radio. We'll be back.
down and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
You are listening. ABC News. I'm Justin Finch. Deadly weather in the Midwest. 14 reported tornadoes in 6 states, with at least 5 killed in Missouri, and 1 reported death near Louisville, Kentucky.
Shingles started flying everywhere. The wind was literally taking my daughter, like literally taking her. So I had to run in the house, and then by the time I came back out, everything was literally, it was gone.
Jordan Collins at a playground with her 4-year-old daughter when the storm blew in. Another setback for former President Trump. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he will comply with a subpoena from the special counsel investigating Trump's role in the January 6th insurrection. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed legislation repealing a nearly 100-year-old bill that criminalized abortion. The 1931 law is now off the books as a way to block the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade at the federal level. This is ABC News.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, Up North.
Follow
News,
Up North WI News online com. Anytime.
Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, Up North News WI.com.
We'll staying a little longer as the message to Wisconsin physicians in just a minute with Hometown Health. First, a couple of quick sports headlines. Brewers beat Mets 7-6 yesterday afternoon.
We'll see if
staying a little longer is the message to Wisconsin physicians in just a minute with Hometown Health. First couple of quick sports headlines. Brewers beat the Mets 7-6 yesterday afternoon. Garrett Mitchell hitting his first ever walk-off home run. A solo shot in the bottom of the ninth. That's 5 in a row for the Brewers now. 5-1 record off today. The Cardinals come to town for a three-game series starting tomorrow. And the Milwaukee Bucks lock up the NBA's best record, no matter what happens, for the rest of the regular season this weekend. After beating the Chicago Bulls 105-92, they've got three games left, and then it's off to the playoffs after that. All right, time to get Hometown Health rolling here. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here, along with her guest, Dr. Ann Helms, to talk about the election and the environment in Wisconsin afterwards. So, Kristen, I'll turn things over to you to introduce Dr. Helms.
You bet. Well, this obviously has been a huge election for all of us. But the thing that has really heartened me is we've seen doctors from across the state, across all specialties, come forth and say, hey, this victory for us. For the House of Medicine, if Dan Kelly is elected, and Janet really has that vision and shares our values. So this has been a huge victory for us. And the person who's really led the charge is Dr. Ann Helms, who is our Wisconsin State lead for the Committee to Protect Healthcare. So, Ann, it's such a joy to be here with you this morning.
I am delighted to be here, and I'm very, very delighted that we get to take a victory lap and study.
Yes, we do.
Regroup. It's been a hard battle. Group called the Committee to Protect Healthcare. Our whole group. People might ask, why is a neurologist nationwide here? Why am I we're looking to doing just this? Get I am the state lead for a group called the Committee to Protect Healthcare. Our whole group. It's a nationwide organization, and we're looking to just get one of the more and better healthcare to people and get
abortion
good
ban and the information laws that are coming out all over the country.
One of the reasons that healthcare for minors against
abortion ban and the increasing laws that are coming out all over the country
against
we know is
healthcare for minors against healthcare for women
is it's just an attack on science and on
17 years
what we know is good care
and specialist that I am
our ability as healthcare workers healthcare professionals. I mean, I spent 15, 17 years training to be the stroke specialist that I am. So,
science and
you know,
on
let me do that.
The
let me
of
be the expert.
Professionals to be the experts is the scary
and I
thing
think
about
that this,
a lot of
these attacks on science and on the ability of professionals to be the experts is the scary thing about a lot of these laws that are coming out. And I really appreciate having met with Janet Protasiewicz myself that she really wanted to
I think and when we were in the secret
healthcare decision making in the hands of the people who ought to be making it.
I love what you said, how you talked about that is the most important point, I think. And when we were in the secret room before our little visit, I loved what you said, how you talked about
your answer.
This having been and continues to be a battle between do you want to talk with an expert or are you going to Google to get your answer? Talk a little bit more about your feelings about that, because I think as physicians, many of us have felt that way. And patients are, of course, approaching it from a different perspective. They're just looking for information.
And I think patients are being misguided that they have to be suspicious of doctors as if we have some sort of ulterior motive. We don't.
As treatment.
I mean, I work in an institution where I'm paid salary, it doesn't matter what I do, how many patients I see, what people
I recommend
as treatment.
Phrases, I want to put myself out of business because I give some good
my drive, my whole point is that I want to take care of people. I mean, honestly, I actually, my little catchphrase is I want to put myself out of business because I give such good basic care that they don't ever have a stroke in the first place.
Experts.
That'd be great.
Of knowledgeable people. I mean, the attacks on Dr. Fauci and
there's this increasing
motivation. What could his motivation possibly
distrust
have been?
What was he getting out of saying? Of knowledgeable people. I mean, the attacks on Dr. Fauci and what was his motivation?
Strange.
What could his motivation possibly have been? What was he getting out of saying, you know, we need to do these things?
They don't know who to believe. They're told they can't trust.
It's strange, and people come
that's
in
part of
and
the democratization of the internet has democratized
and
information
and told
in this
they
case
can't trust
with a small d And
yeah, it's part of the democratization of the internet has democratized information in this case experts with a small d, and that's not a compliment when you do it. We have broken down the gatekeepers to experts. Experts are now referred to as elites. And guess what? When I was being raised, elite was something you wanted to be. Elite meant you were the best at something that you can do. Now they've managed to turn that into an insult. And so you and Dr. Lyerly and plenty of others are looking to basically replant the flag
pushing the rock of the hill
of expertise
when, like you said,
and trust,
with Google
despite
and
everything
News
that's being said
and
out there, it has to feel like Sisyphus pushing the rock up the hill sometimes when, like you said, you're competing with Google and Fox News and politicians
exactly.
who find it easier to tear down than to put faith in the people who actually, you know, studied this stuff for a living.
No, we aren't terrified of people knowing what we know. We aren't.
It goes
trying
to
hide anything.
Doctors
from
are furious
about
this knowledge. It's like, no,
we
we're
really
not.
Do.
We aren't terrified of people knowing what we know.
Which
we aren't
is a suspicious
trying to hide anything from people. We don't.
Less common.
We really do actually want to help people.
I don't actually think
which
it is. I think
most is a suspicious
really
thing these days because it's becoming,
but they're scared.
Less common, or at least
it's
being touted as being less common. I don't actually think it is. I think most people are really wonderful, lovely individuals.
It is really terrible.
But they're scared and they don't know what to believe. And the ability to go online and see confusing information is really terrible. But I kind of want to charge anybody,
whatever.
Who knows
Go
something about something? Say you're a plumber, say you're I don't know, long distance truck driver, whatever.
And you will find there's an
Go online and look at what the internet has to say about what you know
really
very, very well.
And that's also true.
And
about
you will find there's an enormous amount
medicine.
Of misinformation about whatever it is you're
it
really
telling,
good at.
I think. And I had somebody tell me.
And that's also true about medicine. In fact, it's probably more true about medicine. So
you really know. Good
it would
Lord,
be telling, I think, and I had somebody tell me to do
that's
this.
True of everything.
Wow! So, you go into the one thing
you
really know. And
even for
like,
us,
good
I think
Lord,
with our specialties, and I'd like the record to show that Dr. Helms is
that's
wearing earrings that are
so,
brains,
well, and you have
even
to,
they are in the shape
expert.
Of brains. Even for us, I think within our specialties, and I'd like the record to show that Dr. Helms is wearing earrings that are brains. They are in the shape of brains.
And of course, so I teased you and OBGYN about having uterus earrings.
That's beside.
And you said you do. You were saying.
I do.
Of course you do. Great. Now I've got to go get earrings looking like a radio microphone and then pierce my ears. But that's besides the point.
I'm a general.
You were saying, Chris.
There are. Well, I was saying that Dr. Helms is a stroke specialist. So she's not just a neurologist. I'm a general OBGYN doctor. There are cancer specialists, not specifically with OBGYN related cancers. There are infertility specialists that deal specifically with that. Dr. Helms is specifically a stroke specialist, not a general neurologist. And I'm betting that general neurologists would also Google stroke, and there would be things there that they would not feel as
I would be calling
as comfortable with as you are, which is why, again, even we have to trust the experts.
Or was wanting to be pregnant.
I would be calling Dr. Lyerly if there were a patient who was pregnant and had a stroke, or was wanting to be pregnant after a stroke.
That's this is a question where we do intersect.
Be an expert in everything.
We do get into our little
person. Niche knowledge bases, and that's because there's so much to know.
That happened in 1500.
You can't be an expert in everything anymore. The Renaissance person who knows most of what there is to know. That happened in 1500. There's a whole lot more to know.
I'd say as well, not just
there's nobody described as a raconteur anymore.
Going to travel sites, you know, about
person who can speak about all things and speak about it eloquently. And I would say as well, not just professions.
From competitors,
I used to love going to travel sites to see about this hotel or this resort or this city or whatnot. But you know, there's so many planted comments on there from competitors now saying, "Oh, we had a terrible time at this place." That really using the internet as a primary research tool.
We've been not
the wisest choice in a lot of ways. But Dr. Helms, let's turn toward the environment out there because we've been hearing folks like Dr. Lyerly tell us for months now
that
track between the abortion ban and the pain climate overall.
Now,
this would not bode well for the future of medicine in Wisconsin, that it would be tough to attract doctors, it would be tough to retain doctors. Now, this is one election. The abortion ban will not come before this court for months, probably.
I think I do.
Do you feel better about the message that this election sent to your colleagues in medicine?
I think I do. About my father was a doctor. It's a small change. I think there's still people would assume that assault on his name. Everywhere we went, people would assume greedy, because he had MD on his name that he was a good person. That's gone.
I think a lot of
there's this assumption that we're greedy, that we're that I know elitist, that we're and that
in the latter
wears on you after a while. I think a lot of people,
third of their career,
in fact, the bulk of people when that I know,
retire,
and who are going to work into their in the latter half of their career, or even maybe the final third of their career, are counting when they're going to retire, and they're not going to work into their 70s the way that my father did, and most of the doctors who did in those days, because they're exhausted and they're tired of people questioning their motives. They're tired of the assault on their knowledge.
They're
just demoralized. The burnout rate is extraordinary. And add that to the fact that most physicians, instead of being autonomous in private practice, are now employees.
So they can't
control the narrative and control how they respond to it very well, if at all. I mean, some of the reason that we didn't see a lot of as many doctors coming forward is because most doctors are employed.
Fear of
and the institutions they work for may have a different feeling about politics than the individual physician, and there's disconnect can lead to
that's very
fear of talking out loud
physicians right now. And I know a lot of people who are.
I think there's a demoralization that's very broad.
When do I have enough money?
Physicians right now, and I know a lot of people who are counting the months to years to say when do I have enough money to retire.
Have thought about losing the field,
and I don't think it's just physicians. I think it's healthcare workers in general. We know that 50% of nurses have thought about losing the field or leaving the field. We know that it's almost impossible to hire a medical assistant or an LPN. We don't have a trained staff to assist us in the office. And for many of the same reasons. And a lot of that goes back to nurses patient frustration. And during COVID, there was so much distrust and so much anger. And really, physicians, nurses were being attacked by patients. It's just not worth it.
So many people have walked away
because it's just not worth it. And we're not able to bring people in. I think that's the danger as I'm looking to the future. You know, our state motto is forward. So what happens next?
We've
created all of these programs here in Wisconsin to train people who are from Wisconsin to stay in Wisconsin and serve in these underserved areas, a lot of rural areas.
So we've established
these future doctors are questioning whether they can stay here.
Doesn't change a ton of things. Well, Dr. Helms,
anybody's going to
we've established it doesn't feel great. Even one election doesn't change a ton of things. But if anybody's going to
challenge,
encourage,
how do you build healthcare in Wisconsin?
This week's result, it's going to have to be the current leaders. It's going to have to be you and Dr. Lyerly, and that's a challenge. But how do you build? How do you build on this week's result? Let's put it that way.
State of Wisconsin want. Doctors,
how do we build on this? I think we need to and take it, pick it up and say clearly the people of the state of Wisconsin want doctors and patients to be making healthcare decisions. And take it as a broader statement, not just we want abortion rights, which we do.
But I think that let's take this at a broader question, more anti-science
and
motives.
Moving forward that way so that we aren't perpetrating more limitations, more anti-science motives.
We need to care for the physicians and the nurses and the MAs. And
our refrain is going to be, if you want doctors,
as a
community,
service-minded,
we need to care for the physicians and the nurses and the MAs, and start seeing them as the real
service-minded saying that I don't
people that we are that this is something I do
when
because
I walk
I love
into a patient room and I have that
you know I say I'm demoralized I am not that saying
me,
that I don't
my information
adore what I
help
when I walk into a patient room and I have that
what I do
interaction
that's
with somebody
do this
that
for. needs me, needs my information, Helms, and I can help.
Appreciate the a visit. Look forward to our next one real soon. Dr. Lyer,
what I do this
you stick
for.
Around.
And that's what we all do this joining for. Us
exactly.
Let me do that.
Dr. Helms, thank you. Appreciate the a visit. Look forward to our next one real soon. Dr. Lyer, you stick around. Luke Mathers will be joining us coming up in just a bit.
Europe this Park. Is well, so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th. Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Here's a fun treat for your Easter celebration, cherry elk sausage and port wine cheese spread.
You can order them at civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
At Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, my name is what? My name is what? My name is
at WAUKradio.com.
All right, I think we've established how long the delay is between Green Bay, Chippewa Falls, and Madison.
Joins us now.
That seems pretty well rehearsed.
Are we going to sing in sync?
We're not singing in sync.
No, we're not going to Stonehenge.
Luke Mathers joins us now, co-host of Dueling Tangents on behalf of all things civic media. Yesterday, the day after the election, always feels like a special kind of sleep deprivation.
And
found myself crawling in bed even far earlier than normal. And it was only 30 seconds ago or so that Luke reminded me that he sent me a message last night. What was that message, Luke?
Yeah, we've got a handful of tickets that we're giving away across civic media today for the Brewers Cardinals game tomorrow night, Friday night. They got the day off. They were getting some rest after sweeping the New York Mets to kick off this week.
Civic media, you can listen to the Brewers
cleaned
game
up in Chicago over the weekend. Had a little stumble on opening day, but still won that series down at Wrigley. And at Civic Media, you can listen to the Brewers game tomorrow on WISS Oshkosh Air Support from 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, which is the flagship Brewers station for us here at Civic Media. You can also listen to our friends at Richland Center, WRCE News Center for the Brewers. But you also have a chance to win tickets to the game by listening to Civic Media all day long. And Pat,
you're taking up all the time when we could be giving away these tickets. I've wasted 1 hour and 52 minutes. I got 7 minutes left.
You could either just say,
give away, so it's two tickets for tomorrow night's game.
Two tickets for tomorrow night's game.
Dueling Tangents
and so we could either just say, you know, the first person who calls in, but I got to at least make it somewhat challenging.
When we play in
Dueling Tangents, host show Luke and Brian
features
Luke and
we
Brian.
Played Eminem this time. Luke who do we Brian. Normally play?
Mr. Kelly,
we
Mr.
play
Mathers.
In Luke Mathers in for a show 967 features Luke and Brian.
And tell me who we normally
Luke
play
and Brian.
Music for Luke and
Mr.
Brian.
Kelly and Mr. Mathers.
If you call in at 844-967-2789 and tell me who we normally play for play music for Luke and Brian.
In the meantime, two tickets Mr. Zommers, you've been
playing the Price Cast
for the weekend.
Stop it.
Something to weigh hints, though.
Well, I haven't gotten to listen to this.
In the meantime, Mr. Zommers, you've been preparing the Cripescast for the weekend. How are things sounding for that?
For
well, I haven't gotten to listen to this one yet. We got it in a little bit later last night than sometimes we normally do.
David, it was a late entry for a Wednesday evening. That's Langston is a comedian.
So we just know it's going to be funny and good.
Very funny. But Langston Kerman and David Corby are the two guests. Langston is a comedian. He's very, very, very funny. So I highly recommend tuning in to Civic Media for the Cripescast. New Saturday and Sunday. Aaron's looking
site in West Southwestern Minnesota.
Yes,
they brought
Kristen.
Up the Cripescast. I just wanted to let you know that last week when I went to the train derailment rescue site in West Southwestern Minnesota, they brought up the Cripescast.
He was at the Bucks game last
and
night
they were like hardcore Republican people. They love it.
And he was on Charlie's got a broad audience. He's talking to everybody in the Midwest. He was at the Bucks game last night in Milwaukee and he was eating a brat and he was on the broadcast. It was pretty comical, but he also was there with AJ Dillon, running back for the Green Bay Packers. AJ Dillon was in the audience, and the two of them, I believe, shared a brat.
But he also threw up
I don't know if there was confirmed sharing of brats. There was at least
and clearly should stick. AJ Dillon is an elite athlete with the Green Bay Packers, but he also threw out the opening pitch at the Brewers game the other afternoon.
Pitching, but again,
and clearly should stick to football. I mean, that thing was
4-4, 2-7, 8-9
So I promise AJ Dillon won't be pitching, but again, if you want tickets for tomorrow night's game. 844-967-2789
show
and
two tickets
can tell us
here
if Luke Bryan is the artist that plays in the Luke and Brian Dueling Tangents show. There's two tickets just sitting here waiting for you.
The note came to me while I was sleeping. And I was waiting and letting it happen this segment, but you kind of missed the pitch, huh?
Like I said, the note came to me while I was sleeping.
I sent a note to
you. See, here we once again, every week is something
that he was sleeping to.
I
don't see it. I don't know where you sent it.
Shoveling snow.
Oh, see, here we
once again. Every week it's something. Either he didn't get the link or he didn't send it to the right number or he's shoveling snow or whatever
you
write. Maybe Luke has the hardest life of all of us.
I have you thumbs up the message. You read it.
Are you right? Did Aaron?
No. You, Pat.
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah. I read it. And then I promptly fell asleep and forgot all about it. And it actually had nothing to do with bourbon this time. I was just exhausted.
It could tie your long boy to be going to the Brewers game. On Friday night, if we don't have a listener to give them away
to. Weekend. I got family coming into town.
I conveniently forgot.
I'm going to be here in a few hours. Oh, wait, no, I've got guests. What am I saying? It's Easter weekend. I got family coming into town here. I've got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old who are going to be here in a few hours. I can't.
There you go.
Yeah, that's going to be
good. He's got to get the eggs out for the egg hunt.
We're very excited. We're going to be giving away Brewers tickets all summer long. It's going to be a very exciting season. The Brewers are off to a great start. We're thrilled to be broadcasting them in Oshkosh and Richland Center. And so if you don't get a chance to make it to the game, you can definitely listen on the air in Oshkosh. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and Richland Center, news from the center, WRCE. And it is definitely going to be a fun season. So folks, you're going to want to tune in. Stay tuned to Civic Media for your chance to win. If you can't go this weekend,
without
because
thinking back
holiday,
to was it 1987 and the
you want to stay
the wings honestly you can't mention Easter weekend and the Brewers
Sunday,
without thinking back to was it 1987 and the winning streak so that they started off with was it 13 games on Easter Sunday a come from behind victory listening to You Could Go Crazy it was a blast so Easter weekend would be a wonderful time to go to a Brewers game so listen throughout the day here including the Dueling Tangents radio show you do such such a good job promoting everybody else. Let's talk about you for a minute.
What
you been doing on Dueling Tangents?
Brian and I have a streak going. The last 2 days, we did election coverage, and the day after together on the airwaves from 2 to 3. So we're continuing to talk about the headlines. We're joined by excellent guests. Yesterday, William Walter joined us on a Wednesday. Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area was on with us earlier this week as well. He joins us every Tuesday at 2:30 to general recombobulation and Wisconsin headlines. But it's definitely, I don't know if you saw it yet since you've been on the airwaves, but a ProPublica story dropped today about some of the financing of trips that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has had from some right-wing mega donors to the Republican Party. So we're going to be diving in and talking a little bit about that. I'm curious to get reactions from any critics of Janet Protasiewicz saying her values and talking about it before a Supreme Court election here in Wisconsin.
With a wife who's
believing they're going to be pretty silent and have crickets on criticism of Justice Clarence Thomas.
What is he still doing on there? With a wife who's engaged in insurrection, he's still making rulings in the case. So, to borrow one of the Trump campaign's phrases. I think Clarence Thomas is about to spend a little time in the box.
Calls now,
and we deservedly so. Mr. Mathers, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dr. Lyerly, you can go back to your other national media calls now, but we appreciate that you remembered the little people for a little bit.
Always fun slumming with you, Pat.
Appreciate it so much. Again, Carolyn Fidler tomorrow, state by state. What the hell is going on with the Republican Party and our friend Mark Jacob as well? So
talking to your kids about the dangers of
maybe a second chance to win these
getting
tickets.
Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip.
All right, have a great day.
So we'll here's some drama you could share with your kid. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that baby can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.